Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 4 regarding Robert Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Weiss in the reports described above. Pretty is now a 63-year-old male who again reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 4-2016 when he was lifting a box of chicken onto a cart. Period. He was found to have a tear in the shoulder treated surgically in 2017, but he also describes having a second surgery to the shoulder in September 2021 without any interim injuries. Period. He admits that in August 2000, he hurt his shoulder while doing training. Period. This was also treated surgically. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Further additional records supplied. Mr. Weiss underwent an MR arthrogram on 7-8-16 at the referral of Dr. D. Murat to be inserted here. Period. Another such study was done on 12-28-16 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 10-13-20, Dr. D. Murat saw Mr. Weiss having been discharged previously on 5-12-17. Paired at that visit, he had some residual pain in the shoulder but was stable and discharged to regular duty. Paired over the last 1 to 2 months without new injury, his shoulder pain recurred. Paired he has pain with reaching comma, lifting comma, and sleeping on the side. But he was no longer working for ShopRite. He did work for Bass Pro Shops for about a six-month window and stopped working there when the pandemic started in March. Period. He had not worked since. Period. Dr. T. Murat performed an exam and x-rays that showed metallic hardware in the humeral head with no signs of loosening. Period. There was no chondral damage and no joint space narrowing or calcification or spur formation. Period. He diagnosed status post right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair with residual bursitis, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered. Period. It was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 11-12-20, he underwent another MR arthrogram to be inserted. Period. Dr. D. Murat reviewed these results with him on 1-26-21. Paired history was notable for arthritis and insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Paired the plan was to pursue surgical intervention in approximately 2 months' time. Paired. New paragraph, surgery was done on 4-29-21 to be inserted here. Period in 6-13-21, he presented to the emergency room, stating that past Wednesday he was doing physical therapy for the first time since his surgery. Period heard a click, and then yesterday was reaching into the dryer to grab clothes and noticed bruising on his right upper arm. Period he did undergo x-rays and an ultrasound to be inserted here. Period. He was simply rendered a diagnosis of ecchymosis for which he was treated and released. Period. He continued to see Dr. D. Murat through 12-14-21. On that occasion, he was 7 months out from his surgery, but still had residual soreness and fatigue with overactivity. Period. He was overall stable in regard to pain and function. Period. Dr. D. Murat wrote he had stabilized with some residual dysfunction in the shoulder after rotator cuff revisions, which is to be expected. Period. This was also the case with mild residual stiffness and pain. Period. He was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and discharged from orthopedic care at full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed bunching of the right biceps that he attributed to a new injury while pulling clothes out of a dryer. period. There was a scar in the dorsal aspect of the left ring finger with a flexion deformity as well, period. There was heel surgical scarring about the shoulder on the right, period. One measured 3 1/4 inches and was oblique anterior, and the other was lateral longitudinal about the deltoid, measuring 1 1/2 inches. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 115 degrees and flexion 140 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Was tender to palpation about the right triceps, but there was none on the left. Period. Shoulders maneuver, there was a positive Apley scratch test on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 4/20/16, Robert Weiss injured his right shoulder, as will be inserted from my 2017 report that is marked, period. A paragraph since evaluated in 2017, he received an award in April 2018, but this was in the amount of 33 1/3% partial total, with a credit of 17.5% due to pre-existing conditions, period. He returned to Dr. DeMarat in 2020 with renewed symptoms, period. Updated MR-arthrogram was done to be inserted here, period. After attempts at further conservative care, surgery was performed, period. That will be inserted here. Mr. Weiss had another MR arthrogram on 12/28/16 to be inserted, but he also participated in physical therapy, period. He was discharged from Dr. DeMarat's care on 12/14/21 to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder, period. There was no weakness or atrophy. Period. There was bunching of the right biceps that attributed to a new injury. Pulling clothes from a dryer. Period. This seems to correspond to the incident just summarized in the records. Period. He had a positive Apley scratch maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case now represents an additional 2% permanent partial total disability from that I previously gave. Period. And that is the end.